Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ciao e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
This is the Coffee Break Italian show and we're delighted to be back. Io sono Mark.
E io sono Francesca.
In these weekly episodes, we're helping you build your Italian knowledge and confidence in using the language.
Esatto. So if you're listening to this podcast episode, subscribe to the podcast feed. And if you're watching the video version, you can subscribe to our channel on YouTube.
Perfetto.
Allora, Mark, di cosa parliamo oggi?
Today we're talking about a really interesting topic, and that is the verb can in English, or to be able to in English, because in Italian, we've got one verb in English and three possibilities in Italian.
Sì. C'è un po' di varietà in italiano.
Un po' di varietà. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, cominciamo.
So, as we said, the verb can be translated in three different ways in Italian. And we're going to go through each of them, give some examples, and then talk about the difference in each of those situations.
Sì, perfetto, Mark. Infatti, in italiano abbiamo di solito tre opzioni. We usually have three options. The verb sapere, the verb potere, and also the verb riuscire.
Right, so we've got sapere, which literally means to know, or to know how to do something. Then you said potere, to be able to. And riuscire, which means to succeed in doing something. And we'll see how each of these can be used to translate can.
Esatto.
Cominciamo con sapere.
Sì, cominciamo con sapere. We should say that these three verbs are all very irregular verbs. Ma è anche divertente.
Sì, certo. I think it would be useful if we see the conjugation of sapere in the present tense.
Ok, molto bene. Allora, so, sai, sa, sappiamo, sapete, sanno.
Okay, so sapere, meaning to know how to do something or to know something, we use that to talk about our abilities and skills.
Esatto, sì. So normally is to be able to know how to do something. And it's often related to something that you have learned, some sort of acquired skill that you have. Yeah. Ad esempio, Luca sa suonare il violino.
So Luca knows how to play the violin. He can play the violin because he has learned to play the violin.
Sì, o so giocare a golf. Ah. Non è vero.
So I can play a golf. I know how to play golf.
Sì, o i miei amici non sanno cucinare.
My friends don't know how to cook.
Sì.
Because they haven't learned. So in each case there, we could use can or can't in our translation. So Luca can play the violin.
Sì.
Sa suonare il violino. Francesca sa giocare a golf.
Mm-hmm.
Francesca can play at golf. She knows how to play at golf. And i miei amici non sanno cucinare. My friends can't cook.
Esatto.
They don't know how to cook.
Sì. So the idea of having or not having the ability, the skills.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sapere. We can use sapere for can. And of course, it's the tricky bit is going the other way, from English into Italian,
sì.
Knowing which one to choose.
Sì.
So let's look at another example of these verbs and another verb which could mean can.
Sì. Il verbo potere.
Potere. And potere. Once again, I think we should conjugate. Can I do this one?
Okay, vai, Mark.
Okay. Posso, puoi, può. Possiamo, potete, possono.
Perfetto, bravissimo.
Quite irregular, isn't it?
Ah, sì, 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 sì.
Of course, this one is to be able to can. We can't say to can in English.
No.
That's a bird, a toucan. Anyway, let's listen to some examples of potere.
Ok, potere, ad esempio, questa sera Anna può uscire perché non lavora.
Right, so this evening Anna può uscire. She can go out. Because she's not working, perché non lavora there. But this is a different type of can. It's not because she's been learning something.
No, no, it's not that she has the skill, the ability of going out. It's simply the possibility or the permission. Mm-hmm. The idea is that somehow some external factors are affecting her ability or possibility of going out. In this case, the external factor is not having to work.
Yeah, so she can go out because she's not working. Perhaps we could take another example of when you are able to eat something or you can't eat something, for example.
Sì, ad esempio, non posso mangiare i crostacei.
I crostacei are crustaceans or shellfish. So non posso mangiare i crostacei. I can't eat shellfish perhaps because I've got an allergy or something like that.
Sì, sì, not because you don't have the ability to handle them.
Sometimes it's quite tricky.
Yeah, but in that case you would say non so mangiare I crostacei.
Okay, right. There's also a use of potere, which is used when it's kind of talking about permission.
Sì, it's one of those verbs of politeness. Mm-hmm. Ad esempio, puoi prestarmi il motorino, per favore, Mark?
So, can you lend me your moped?
Sì, sì,
okay,
sì.
Ecco.
So, it's not if you have the ability,
yeah.
But I'm just asking for a favor in a polite way.
Esatto, esatto. So far, we've seen sapere. To know how to do something, potere, to have the possibility of doing something, the permission in some
sì.
cases to do something. But there is that other word, that other verb, riuscire.
Sì, il verbo riuscire, which is conjugated just like the verb uscire, to go out.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Riesco, riesci, riesce, riusciamo, riuscite. Riescono.
Again, it's quite irregular, but as you say, it's following the patterns of uscire.
Sì, sì, sì.
And as I said earlier, riuscire can mean this idea of having success in
sì,
doing something.
Sì, succeeding, managing. Mm-hmm. And in this case, there are some nuances. One is that of trying something and making an effort somehow when
yeah.
doing it. And also, it's more like internal factors, if we can call them like this, like factors depending on the person who is performing the action,
yeah.
which are affecting the result.
As opposed to those external factors
esatto,
we saw.
Esatto.
That's all a little philosophical. I
un
think
pochino.
Perhaps we need some examples,
un pochino.
Francesca.
We should also mention before seeing the examples that this verb is used with the infinitive but preceded by the preposition a.
Molto importante.
So, riuscire a fare qualcosa.
Let's look at our first example.
Ad esempio, non riesco a trovare le chiavi.
I can't find my keys. I can't manage to find my keys, or I'm not able to find my keys, but because of my own factors, because I've left them somewhere.
See, and there is also the idea that maybe I'm trying my best, I'm making an effort, but I'm not succeeding.
Yeah, non riesco a trovare le chiavi.
Sì, oppure Luisa riesce sempre a sorprendermi.
Ah, okay, that's nice. Luisa always manages or succeeds in surprising me.
Sì, so it means that she's making an effort, she's trying, it's something that it's coming from her. Mm-hmm. So the result of surprising me, it all comes from her efforts.
Okay. One more example.
Okay, I could ask you, Mark, riesci ad aprire questa bottiglia?
So, can you open this bottle? We can change it to can. We can use can here. But are you managing to open the bottle, or can you do this by using the effort that you're making here?
Sì, sì. While if I were to say, Mark, puoi aprire questa bottiglia?
Yeah, that's interesting, because there it's more like, perhaps it's a special bottle of wine that we've been saving for a special occasion.
Esatto, esatto. So there is a big difference between riesci ad aprire questa bottiglia or puoi aprire questa bottiglia.
Have the permission to open this bottle.
And if I were to say, Mark, sai aprire questa bottiglia?
Do I know how to open it?
Yeah, maybe it's a tricky bottle. There is like something difficult to do in order to open. So it's more like, do you have the skills which allow you to open this bottle?
So we have seen sapere, to know how to do something, potere, to be able to do something or to have the permission to do something, and riuscire,
sì,
to succeed in doing something, perhaps after some effort.
Esatto, sì.
Should we put everything together in a little test?
Yeah, I have a little test for you, Mark. So I have three very similar sentences, but containing these three verbs. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me, what is the nuance that differentiate one sentence from the next?
Okay.
So we're talking about guidare il camper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So to drive the
camper
that?
Van.
Camper van, yeah, thank you. The RV.
Sì. Allora, il primo esempio è non so guidare il camper.
So in this case, you don't know how to drive the camper van because perhaps you've never learned to drive a camper van.
Esatto, perfetto. La seconda frase, non posso guidare il camper.
So in that situation, in a sense, you don't have permission. Perhaps you've not got a license.
Esatto, sì. Okay. Maybe your driving license does not cover that type of vehicle or your insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So there is something, an external factor that is affecting your ability. L'ultima frase è, non riesco a guidare il camper.
No matter how much I try, I'm not managing to drive this camper van. Perhaps you feel it's too big or something like that.
Sì, sì.
Fantastic. So we've seen those three verbs, sapere, potere, and riuscire, and looked at different ways of how they are able to translate can in a very slightly different way each time.
Sì, esatto.
We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. And if you would like a written version with all the examples written out, then we've got a blog post for you, and you can find the link in the description.
And if you would like more help with your Italian, you can sign up for regular free email lessons.
Now, in these email lessons, we cover a whole range of topics. We look at grammar, we look at vocabulary, we look at idiomatic expressions, a little bit of everything. And this is straight to your inbox. How do our listeners and viewers
sign up for that? Very easy. It's very straightforward. Just visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian.
We'll be back next week. In the meantime, look out for your next mini lesson in your inbox if you've signed up for that. È tutto per oggi.
È tutto, grazie mille Mark, grazie ai nostri ascoltatori.
Adesso possiamo dire arrivederci.
Happy coffee breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey, Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.